Several flash mobs are planned in Berlin to protest against the city's ban on rallies marking Nakba Day. Palestinians say it's the second consecutive year they've been denied the right to protest. Al Jazeera's Step Vasten is with us now live in Berlin. Yesterday the rally was banned. Well, people, though, are determined to protest today. That's right, yes?
Well, absolutely. They are very determined to still protest and gather here in Berlin. But the situation has become a bit tense now in the last few minutes. Police has arrived and now questioning the Palestinian people who were aiming here to commemorate the 75th Nakba Day. And now they are sort of surrounding this this crowd. It was only a very small group of people who showed up here to have basically this flash mob. It was sort of a dance that they were planning to do. So they said it's not a real protest, so they can't ban it. But police in Berlin has banned all Nakba protests, not only this year, but also last year as well. And I am here with one of the people who wanted to participate. So what is happening? What is police asking you?
They are asking why we are here, and it's actually a spontaneous action. It's bombing are falling on Gaza. People are being killed while they are sleeping. Whole families are no more part of the civil register. I am from Gaza, and I want to have the possibility to mourn the families and to mourn the people who are dying in like within this European silence.
But police here says it's not allowed to gather, to protest, to commemorate this day.
They said it's spontaneous. You should have registered that yesterday. But this will be discussed further with them. So we will see. The possibility wasn't there to register the demonstration before. And it's a right guaranteed by the constitutional. So we are taking this right as a part of the society. We have the right to be also in public spaces to mourn our fallen people as well.
But there is a ban. There was a ban on yesterday's Nakba demonstration. Yes. So also today, last year as well. It's becoming increasingly difficult for Palestinians to protest in Germany.
Yeah, it's actually, I would say it's now, it's building the top of the anti-Palestinian racism in Germany and the racism of the institutions in Germany. And the reasons for this are various, and I'm not really, I don't know what's the most important one, but
the police told me when I talked to them this morning, they said there is a tendency of anti-Semitism. What do you think about that?
I think this is just bullshit. I don't know if you have to cut this from the report. Anyway, I think this is just stupid and not real. Of course, there is anti-Semitic or racist chants from just individuals. And those individuals cannot be generalized for a whole minority in Germany, which is being put onto a general suspect and being taken away of its own rights to public attendance and demonstration.
You think that they are making too much of a comparison between anti-Semitism and anti-Israel protest, basically?
I wouldn't even call it anti-Israel protests. I would protest. I will call it Palestinian protests. And this is actually a very important framing. And it's there. Anti-Semitism is being weaponized in this country since years. But now we are on the top of this weaponizing. Like 96% of all anti-Semitic attacks in Germany are made by the right wingers in Germany who are in the German Bundestag, and we Palestinians are still have to justify why we are going on the street in support of our people back home there.
But do you understand the sensitivities here after the Holocaust, of course, happened in Germany?
I think my shirt says everything about it. The sensitivity would actually dictate that the German state takes a real responsibility toward real anti-Semitism and not just project all the forms of racism happening in Germany on the Palestinian minority. This is just, they are trying to wash their hands pure with the Palestinian blood, and this is not acceptable.
Thank you very much for joining us. We're still waiting what's going to happen here. Police are still deliberating what the consequence of these talks are about this protest that's about to happen. We will see what's going to happen after they have finished talking.
Steph, many thanks indeed. Al Jazeera, Steph Vassen in Berlin. And I'm sorry about the bad language. It's live television, and what a guest says on live TV is beyond our control.